Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yedid Nafshi. Chanameir ben Chayarachal, Bracha Vatzlacha, Bechol Mas Yadav, he and his entire family. We are continuing the shiur, the series of shiurim in the Torah of the Tzaddik of Renan, or Yitzhak Kohen Haberman, Zvik Yud Gimel Tevis, which is your tzait. Schuso, Yogen Aleinu, I'll call Yisrael, Amen. And he promises that anybody who's Hoge B'dvarav and spreads his Torah is going to pray for them. Bezeel Beba in this world and the next world, so it's a school of Gedolah and a flat to learn this Torah. Shimon Velevi Achim Klei Chamas Mechei Rosehem, Parshas Vayechi. Shimon and Levi are brothers, and they are involved with weapons of violence, their kinship. Klei Chamas Mechei Rosehem. So this pasuk says Rabbeinu is coming to be merames on two bechinos and madregos b'avodas Hashem. There are two madregos and avodas Hashem, one above the other, to cling to Hashem, and one is dependent on the other. The first madrega is to distance oneself from the Eitz Hara and to remove and to expel the evil from within him, mikol v'chol, until you hate the evil with a great, very powerful hatred. U'boreach k'mipnei esh. And one runs away like from fire, from the inyanei olam hazeh v'tanugav that are not for Hashem, those things that distance, those pleasures that distance one from Hashem. And then he zocha to the second madrega, avas Hashem gedola v'atzuma l'ein shir v'gvul, this tremendous avas Hashem that has no limit. And this is given to a person as a matana min hashemayim. Like it says in the Lakutei Torah of the Baal HaTanya, in the Pasuk of Avodas Matana Etenes Kunasam, that Avas Hashem cannot be achieved by a person unless he is toiling in the service of Hashem to distance himself from evil and to arouse in his heart a great hatred for this evil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his great mercy, will give him the higher maila of Avas Hashem Ba'omek Nafsho. Kfi Godel Hasina, Kachi Godel Ahava. The more you hate the evil, the more you're going to be zocha to Avas Hashem in your heart, and be zocha to be close to Hashem. Keruvim milamala will bring you close. And that's what David HaMelech Olav HaShalom said. In the Pasuk in Tehillim, Tachlis Sinas Sineisim Lo'ivim Hayuli. What does it mean when he says, talking about his enemies, that I hated them, complete hatred, they were enemies to me. L'chora, what does he say? Hayuli, heimali. Because the meaning of hayuli is that the person created for himself the enemies. And David HaMelech didn't create for himself. In other words, hayuli means that I was mahavid them to myself. I made them for myself. So David HaMelech didn't make these enemies for himself. The enemies wanted to be his enemies without his help. So he should have said, heimali, they are to me. So when he says Tachlis Sinas Sineisim Lo'ivim Hayuli, he's talking about the spiritual enemies. The greatest enemy of a person is the Yetzer Hara that doesn't allow him to come close to Hashem, and therefore he says Hayuli. Shamar David HaMelech Olav HaShalom Yeshli Simen Shenis Kabla Chuvasi Baruch Hakodesh Yuchzar Alai. I have a sign that my tshuva was accepted and Ruach Hakodesh will return to me because I was Poel Akinyan B'Nefesh that the Oyev Sheli, that I made for myself, meaning the spiritual oyev, the avos olam hazeh, the immersion in the pleasures of this world, I hated that tachlis sinas aneisim. And I made these oyevim. I taka made them into my enemies because I activated that. I was the one who did it, that I didn't want to be connected to avos olam hazeh anymore. Oyevim, not heimali, that they did it for me. I made them into oyevim. Because meaning spiritually that I made those yetzer hara, those pleasures, the connection to pleasures in this world, I made them to oivim. And because of that, he's zocha to Avas Hashem. The Alter Rebbe explains by Arichus B'Sefer HaTanya the five Dagos Ikrios Be'avodas Hashem that are brought in Maseches Brachos Ayin Amud Aleph. Tzadik Gamar, Tzadik Shemino Gamar, Benoni, Rosh Hashanu Gamar, Rosh Gamar. And he explains the difference in these different dargis, that they are a practical expression for a revolution in the soul of a person. It's not just something external, but it's something that's going on inside the person. And until the whole Metzius Mahus Nishmaso is made, testifies what's going on deep in his heart. In Perek Yud, he explains the two Madregas of Tzadik Gamor is called Tzadik V'Tovlo, and Tzadik She'eno Gamor is called Tzadik V'Ralo. The Madrega of Tzadik V'Ralo doesn't relate to the question of the Schar of a Tzadik in Olam Hazeh or Olam Haba, but rather to his internal essence. This Tzadik is Shalem B'chol Mas of Dibur V'Machshavosa, and he released himself from all the Taivas and Ritzonos of the Nefesh HaBemis. And not only that, the good in him rules the evil in him. But nevertheless, he's a Tzadik Sheino Gamor because there's a little bit left that's connected to Ra. And therefore, he's called a Tzadik V'Ralo, that there's a little bit of Ra that's still inside of him. But it's Mevutal, it's Kanua, it's subordinate to the Tov, and it is under the rulership of the Tov. The relationship between the Nefesh HaLokis and Nefesh HaBemis is a relationship of Dikui, that it's the Nefesh HaBemis. Nefesh HaLokis is overriding, overruling, suppressing the Ra. But there still is a Koach HaRa within him that's being suppressed. And the Chisaron is that he hasn't turned the Ra into complete Tov. And that's expressed by the fact that he isn't completely shocked and shaken when he becomes aware of Ra in this world. The fact that the tzaddik still doesn't feel complete hatred for any ma'aseh dibur or machshava that are not l'ratzon Hashem testifies to the fact that his avos Hashem is not complete, and therefore he's called the tzaddik she'eino gamor. In contrast to this, the higher madrega of avodas Hashem is a madrega of a tzaddik gamor, who is called tzaddik v'tovlo, and this term relates to what's going on inside the psyche of a tzaddik, that his avos Hashem is absolute and complete. This tzaddik vanquished the Ra with a complete victory. And the Ra is now completely subordinate, completely subservient to the Tov. And therefore he has such hatred for anything that's not the Ratzon Hashem. That's Tzadik V'Tovlo. It's all good in him. There's no Ra in him anymore. Mitoch zeh zachal akabu matanas ha-madreg al yonav ha-shlem ha-biyoter avas Hashem. That is l'sani, he zochet to be l'sanik al Hashem b'chol libo v'nafsho. And that's what it says in the Pasuk, tach l'sina s'nesim lo'ivim ha-yuli. Chakreni keil v'dala v'vi. Tachlis sinna sinesim. I completely hated in yana yolam hazeh that are not related to Hashem. And I was zocha to chakreni keil v'dala v'vi, as the pasuk there says. Investigate me, God, and know my heart. Min hashemayim, they give him shlita, they give him rulership, power over everything that happens in his heart, that it should be filled with avas Hashem. And this even saturates the Nefesh HaBemis, even the Ra turns into Tov. And it turns into a Meniach Yuvi of Koach Tov Nosaf, an additional Koach of Tov. That's in the, even the Koach HaRa turns into Koach HaTov. That's Tzadik V'Tovlo. He doesn't have to fight the Ra anymore. He doesn't have to suppress the Ra because it's all been turned, it's all been transformed into good. And that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Shimon v'Levi achim klecha mas mecher osem, like it says in the Gemara Bava Basra, and the pasuk snu aleya she snu em masay aisav bifaneh. Snu aleya means she hated the mice in the vaisav. So the shame Shimon is al shame sinas hara, that Leah hated the mice aisav and the rab atachlis hasina, and that's what it says in the pasuk ki shama Hashem ki snu anochi v'tikra shemo Shimon. She heard about the snua, Hashem heard my snua, that I'm snua, which means that I hate the maitzim of Esav, that I completely hate Ra. And then afterwards she was Zoche, and Levi was born, who's called because Shal Nilveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's Nilveh? Hapam Yilaveh Yishiyeh Elai Alken Korosh Mo Levi, who's Yishiyeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now I'll be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Abbas Hashem. Once you're Zoche to hate the Ra, then you're Zoche to Abbas Hashem. And Dveikus B'Shechina HaKadosha, Tikri Li Yishiyeh Ad Lo Tikri Li Ba'ali. It says in the Pasuk in Hosea 2:18, call me my man and not my boel, which are two dargas. Gether shall, the gether of Bali is that the Bal is the mashpia and the woman is the mekabelas. It's not complete unity. These are two bechinos, the nosin and the mekamas. There's a level of ishi, which is complete unity of the man and the woman. They're considered one. Today, when these feminist types write the articles or books, dedicated to their husbands, they like to say ishi. Ishi, because I guess they understand that Bali is in complete equality. They want complete equality. So ishi is equality. So that's what it means, that she's coming one with Hashem. That these two dargas of Shimon, Sinasara B'Tachlis, and Levi is a darga of Avas Hashem Agdol of Atzuma. They're Achdus Gemur Ka'Avas Achim. So that's the remez in this pasuk. It's not only talking about Pashav Shat, that they killed the stone, but Shimon and Levi are Achim. They're brothers, meaning the Sinas Hara, that's symbolized by the name Shimon, and the Avas Hato, which is symbolized by the Levi, are brothers. They're equal. And we can explain this based on what the Melech Milijensk writes in Sefer Noam, the Melech Parshas Vayigash Ves Yehuda B'Shem Al Shech HaKadosh. The Ferish HaPasuk Miyat Necha Ka'ach Li Am Tzelcha B'Chutz. Hashchin Omer Es Miyat Nein Es Am Yisrael Afilu Shem Tzayim B'Chutz B'Galus Hamar Shiz Kul Av Es Hashem B'Gedol Av Atzum Shal Ka'ach Li. Who will give Ka'ach Li, that even though they Am Tzelcha B'Chutz, even though the Jewish people are outside, Ka'ach Li, they'll be like my brother, like Avas Achim Achtus Gemur, like they're one. And that's how he explained what Avram Avinu said to Sarah, Minah Achosi Atva, Ischois Anapshi Begdolech. And Yitzchak says to Rivka, Imri Achihu, Lashon Achim, Achim, that Yaakov, Avram said to Sarah, say we're siblings. Yitzchak said to Rivka, say we're siblings. Lainu Amal, Yonash Al Avas Hashem, Itoch Achtus Muchletes, they're considered Kedavar Echot, Kavas Achim Ala Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's one level, they're one level, and we also want that we should be, Kemiyat Necha Keachli, we should be like an Ach, we should be, can have complete unity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And these two dargas of Shimon and Levi bring to the level of Achim. We're called brothers to Hashem if we have this Sinas Hara and Avas HaTov, the hatred of the evil and the love of good. And then we're called the brothers of Hashem, Laman Achai V'Re'ayin Tehillim. Klei Chamas, what's on the Pasuk Klei Chamas? Not Pshat, but what is the meaning? The Remez, to Klei, Klei, is not Shikon Koin Levi Yisrael. It's an acronym for Koin Levi Yisrael. Chamas is Gematria Kach, which is Kirvan Dvekus, Kargo Tagomunkulus, Kachemna Eli Kiravino, to bring close. Kach means to bring close. Chomas is Gematria Kach, to bring close. Mechero Sehem, Gematria, with the Osios, adding on the number of letters, and the Kolo plus one, is Tushia. Tushia is what gives you a wisdom, which is Torosenu Hakadosha, which is called Tushia, like it says in the Medrash Tanchuma, where Zochot be Dovek be Bashchina. So Shimon of Levi Achim, Shimon and Levi, they're Achdus Gemura, the love and the fear of God, and also now we have equality of love in God. We have complete unity with love in Hashem. Now we're equal to Him, but we're equal in the sense that we're connected. So Klei, Kohen Levi Yisrael, Chamas, are close, Mecherosehem, Mitoch, Limud, Torah, HaKadosha. Amazing. So there's a ton more to say, but we will conclude here and give ourselves a bracha, which we zoch elumor, lamed, lishmo, lasses. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.